Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our shiur on the topic of Shifcha Charufa. In the first shiur, we saw the kashas on the sugya. In the second shiur, we defined the iser according to Rabbi Paskin, Rabbi Akiva, Chetzi Shifcha Chetzi Baschorin, married to an Eved Ivri, that there's a Yichud Li Ishus. She is set aside for Ishus with this man, and someone who has Bia with her is acting against this Yichud, even though she is not a Chetz of an Ishus Ish. Therefore, this is not a normal Isra Arayas, as we were marich, as we expanded upon in the previous shir. And Mirtza Hashem, in this shir, we will proceed further, and we will see more neflos Bezer Hashem b'li neder. And this is based again on the Torah of Mori B'Rabbi, Hagaon HaGadol, Rav David Yitzchak Mann, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. So now it would appear that the chiyuv of the Boel to bring a karban, as we see in the Torah, that she, as understood by Chachameinu Zichronam Levracha, that she has to bring she gets Malkus. And the man who has Bia with her has to bring a karban. So that's his karban is not in the Maisa Atzmo. Lo ala Maisa Atzmo Shizel Onsho. No. Ela Ikro Klape Mashin is Boyer. But Mokoim Acher Shebebia Baacheres Melvada Maisa Bia Chobo Gam Shem Boel Dida. Shem zehu yachas nishar beino lebeina isha miyuchedes la'acher. V'yachas zeh hu gam mitzido neged ma shehi miyuchedes lebaila. V'omnam lo shaycha zeh malkus she'enam ala maisa, she'enam ala ala maisa, v'al korban lekapar boi, v'zeh yisod chiyuv korban shelabo. Says Moreno of Rabbeinu Zetzal, that elsewhere he explained that when somebody has bia with a woman who's forbidden to him, besides the Maisa Bia, he also has a Chalos Shem Boel Dita. He's her Boel. When a man is with a woman, afterwards it remains with him. He is called her Boel, and that's the Yisod, the Isser of the Boel Eshesish. Because now he has this Shem Boel that he sort of remains with this woman. And this Shem Boel is a relationship that remains even afterwards, and she's still set aside for the other guy. So she is set aside for the other man, in our case, the Eved Ivri, and she has the Shem Boel, and he has the Shem Boel Dida, that he's her Boel. This man, this foreign man, this man who doesn't belong. And that's against her being set aside for her husband, for the man who set her aside. So he's not receiving Malkus, because when do you get Malkus? One gets Malkus for a Maisa. Here the Malkus, the carbon isn't for the Maisa. Malkus is for a Maisa. Here it's not in the Maisa. Here it's on his Shem Boel. And therefore he needs a carbon for Kapara. He has a Shem Boel of a woman who's set aside for a different man. So hopefully we will expand upon this in a future shiur, upon this very, very chashuv yisod. So please stay tuned. V'zeh mevu'ar me'adin ha'mevu'ar b'mishnah b'kritut b'daftet. We see this in the Mishnah in Krisus on daftes, that if somebody is Baal Shifcha Biyos Harbe, Eino Mevi Ela Karban Echod. He has a lot of Biyos for the Shifcha. There's one Karban. The Gemara there it says that nevertheless, if he has Bia with a number of Shifchas, he has to bring a Karban for each one individually. And the Gemara brings from Sukkim. So based on what we said, we understand very well. Shifadai Kshachiyuvu ala biya kebchol arayot biyot mechalkot lechayev al kol echad veechad אבל כאן, על שם בועל של אישה זו מביאו את קורבנו, ובביאה נוספת לא נתווסף כלום בשם בועל זה. So according to our Hagdara, we understand the Gemara very beautifully. Because normally the Biyah is, the Maisa Biyah, and therefore one gets punished for each Maisa Biyah. But here the Yisr is in the Maisa Biyah, here the Yisr is in the Shem Boel. That's why he's bringing a carbon. And therefore if he has Biyah with her one time, received 17 times, he hasn't added to his Shem Boel. And therefore there's only going to be one carbon. But when he has beer with two shvachos, then now the two mechayvin, each shivcha is mechayv. Oh, it's a shem boel dida and a shem boel dida. And therefore he has to bring a carbon for each one. And now we understand beautifully the Rambam. Shomna ma'ase katan. Wait, what does the Rambam say? We saw the Rambam in the first shir that when a katan has beer with this woman, he has to bring a carbon when he becomes a gadol. We want to understand, if he's not chayav alz katan, then why is he pitom chayav alz gadol? Sheomnam maase katan, I afshar lechayev oto alav. He did a maase as a katan. He can't be mechayev him. Aval kshachiyuv, mitzad shem boel sheyesh alav. But here's a shem boel. And this shame bowl remains forever. So when he's a cotton, it's not mechayiv him, just like a maisa cotton isn't mechayiv, a shame bowl cotton isn't mechayiv. But when he becomes a gadol, he still has the shame bowl. And therefore that's why he has to bring the carbon. So we asked, the maisa bi is over. So why is he bringing a carbon? He wasn't chayiv then, why is he chayiv now? The answer is, yeah, but he has a shame bowl. And that Shem Boel bleibt. That Shem Boel remains with him. And now we understand very well the Lashon of the Pasuk. We asked, why doesn't it say, like normally it says, when a man has Bia with a forbidden woman, and you can see right away what the problem with this relationship is. Why this is a forbidden relationship. And here it doesn't. Here it says, when a man sleeps with a woman, and then it says, oh, and she happens to be a Shivcha Necharefes Lish, but it doesn't say, doesn't say v'ish ki yishka v'im isha shehi shivch necharefes li'ish. You know why? Because then we would assume that it's a punishment. U'kishal kol ha'arayot. Shere'ein ha'isur be'etzem ha'yishkav shehu ma'aseh ha'biya v'isur rak mitzad ha'mashmaut sheyesh ketotza'a min ha'maaseh. So the problem here is the mashmos of this maisa, that she rebelled against her husband. She was misyachedes to her husband, and now she acted against this yichud, and he has a shem boa. So originally, b'shas maisa, it's just a man with a woman, but the problem is afterwards. Therefore it says, when a man sleeps with a woman, and then it tells us, and she's a shivcha necharefes liish. Malashon ha-katuv. V'ish ki yishkav et isha shichvat zera. Interesting why it says shichvat zera. We understand what happens when there's a shchiva. Kopanim v'ish ki yishkav et isha shichvat zera. And also, she's a shivcha, ekototza amikach. In other words, this is already stage two. Not v'ish ki yishka v'tisha nechrefet, shivcha nechrefet lish. No, v'ish ki yishka v'tisha. So for the etzem ma'isev shchiva, nothing happened yet. But the problem is weiter, that she's a shivcha nechrefet lish. The problem is the afterwards, not the etzem ha'maisa. What's afterwards? He has a shem boel. Problem isn't the etzem hamaisa. Problem is his shem boel. And therefore it says it only afterwards. Shereini sur be'etzem ha'yishkav shum ma'aseh abiyah. והאיסור הוא רק מצד המשמעות שיש כתוצאה מן המעשה. It's only the mashmos, the meaning of this. So the etzem ma'is is fine. What's the meaning? That she was unfaithful, and he has a shem po'el. And therefore it says, ish ki ish kaves isha. Because as far as he's concerned, she's a regular isha. Ela shekol shi shifcha necharefet li ish bikoret tiyeh. If she's a shifcha necharefet li ish, then there's going to be malchus, kevin shalachar sheba li isha yesh kan matzav mechiev bikoret. Oh, so now afterwards there's a matzav that's mechayev bikoris. There's a matzav that's mechayev not for the etzem ma'isa, for her. She has to be taught a lesson for the future, as we spoke about in the previous year. And for him, he's mechayev karban. He needs kapara for having his name attached to this woman who really belongs to another man. And this is only after the shechiva, not in the etzem ma'isa. It's afterwards. Now you have to give her the yisurim and him the karban as a kapara. So now we understand Lashon HaKasa very well. ומעכשיו נראה לעניין מזיד כשוגג. We saw in the Gemara, and we discussed at length in the first shir. And mezid is kishogeg. Or shogeg is kemezid. שהריבוי מקרא ונסלח לו מחטאתו אינו ריבוי בעלמא, אלא משמעות ברורה היא לחיוב מזיד, או כמו שכותב הרמב״ם בפירוש המשניות. That's the Rambam in the Parish of Mishnayos that we saw. That v'nislach lo mechatoso is telling you that there's a chiyuv even for mezid. Mezid. V'ushavadai kol shehakorban ba al ma'aseh ba. Kol shehakorban al ma'aseh ba. B'ma'aseh yesh hevdel bein ma'aseh b'shogeg l'ma'aseh b'mezid. ומה שכתב ונסלח לו על מעשה שוגג, אין זה עניין למעשה מזיד. ומשום הכי, ממה שכתוב וחיפר עליו הכהן באל האשם על חטאתו אשר חטא, שפירושו על המעשה שתהה עליו כפרה וכינוח, דממילא תיבטל התוצאה, יש לומר שאינו אלא מעשה שוגג ולא מעשה מזיד. וכשאר כל הקורבנות. When a carbon is coming on a maisa, when we're in the world of maisa, there's a difference between a maisa b'shogeg and a maisa b'mezid. And from what it says, v'nislach lo al maisa b'shel shogeg, that has nothing to do with a maisa of mezid. Because shogeg and mezid are two different things. And from what it says in the pasuk, v'chiper alav hakohen, the kohen's mechaper, be'el ha'asham, but this ram of a guilt offering, on the sin that he sinned, this would mean, on the maisa, that this maisa should have a kapara. What is a kapara? Kapara is a cleansing, a kinuach. And the me'la, the totsah, the outcome, is misbatel, is nullified. So if that's all it had said, we would assume that this is only a ma'isa shogeg and not a ma'isa mezid, like all other karbanos you bring on a shogeg. But when it says v'nislach lo mechatoso asher chato demayri al kapara ala totsa'a she'al yada shuv ein alav pagam v'chet v'day b'sha'ar hakorbanot יש לומר דמיירי על חטא ופגם דשוגג ולא דמזיד. But then when the pasuk tells us here ונסלח לו מחטאתו אשר חטא, he is forgiven from the sin that he sinned, which is talking about the atonement and the outcome through which it means that he is no longer blemished by sin, certainly by other karbanos we can say that we are talking about a sin and a blemish that is shogeg and not mezid. As we're saying, he no longer has the pagam and the chait. But here where the nidon, here where the issue is on its shem boel, with regard to this shem boel, there's no nafkamina if it comes through a bias shogeg or a bias mezid. And if the Torah says that there's slicha on the shem boel, which is the subject of this karban, automatically we understand that it applies to both shogeg and mezid. And that's the foundation of the drasha from this pasuk, that even a mezid brings a karban, because again, he's bringing it on the shem boel. So what does it matter whether it's shogeg or mezid? He has to erase the pagam of this shem boel. That's what he needs a kapara for. So it doesn't matter if he's shogeg or mezid. And that's the Rambam. The Rambam writes that it's mashma the pasuk nislach lo be'ezayin shiyiyeh. Rambam says it doesn't matter. It's shogeg, it's mezid. Lasas mezid k'shogeg, shogeg k'mezid. It doesn't matter. The important thing is that it atones for both. It atones for both shogeg and mezid because of his shem boel. He has to remove this shem boel from himself. The canal, אחרי שמשמע סליחה על שם בועל, ממילא באיזה עניין שיהו. So since there's סליחי on the שם בועל, it's באיזה עניין שיהיה. So that's how the Rambam concluded. But the Rambam was מדייק there to say שוגי כמזד. שבא בזה הרמב״ם לבאר שאם בעלמה בדבר הצריך כפרה שייך הבדל בין חומר של שוגג למזיד, ויתכן עד הרב ששוגג אין צריך כפרה משום דקיל הוא. בשפחה חרופה דכתיב ונסלח, שכנן נאמר בזה שאין הקורבן למעשה אלא לשם, וזה שוגג הוא כביכול באותו חומר של מזיד. That's shot in the Rambam. When he says that shogeg is like mezid, he's coming to explain that if normally, if something requires kapara, there's a difference between the chomer of shogeg and mezid. And it could be that shogeg doesn't require a kapara because it is so lenient, it is so light. But by shifcha charufa, it says, lo v'nislach, we need slicha here. Which is telling us that the karban is not an emaisa. It's on the shame. And therefore shogeg has the same chomer as mezid. Shogeg is kemezid. It's al ezein yin shiyi. It's shogeg like mezid. Both. But the Rambam's telling us in the Perush Mishnayos that we saw in the first year, shogeg is like mezid. It's just his chomer. Because here it's not on the meis, it's on the shame boel. And there's no nafkamina between shogeg akal and mezid achomer. And since shogeg is mezid is... And Memela, Mezid and Shogeg are the same for a chi of carbon. Because Shogeg has the same Chomer. Now we can beautifully understand Rashi. Rashi, who brings from the Taurus Kohanim, that when it says v'nislach, we learn l'chayev al ha-mezid kishogeg. So we ask, what does it mean mezid kishogeg? That's the havamin of the Gemara. The conclusion of the Gemara is shogeg kemezid. Because we don't need a chiddush to tell us that mezid is like shogeg, because the parish is talking about mezid. We need a chiddush to tell us that shogeg is like mezid, because the parasha is talking about mezid, and it's telling us, oh, we have a special ribui in the pasuk that shogeg is like mezid. But you don't need anything to tell you. You don't need a pasuk to tell you that mezid is like shogeg, because the parsha is talking about mezid. You need a chiddush to tell you that shogeg is like mezid, not mezid is like shogeg. That was our kasha. So the explanation is that Vadai, the Iker Pasuk is talking about a carbon, and there's a chiddush that there's a carbon, and it's telling us this isn't like other carbonas that come normally on shogeg, and here the chiddush is that it's coming on mezid. Why? Because it's coming al shem boel, and mezid is like shogeg. Normally there's only a carbon for shogeg, but here mezid is like shogeg because it's al shem boel. You just don't need a pasuk for that, like the kash of the Gemara, because the whole parasha is talking about mezid. And therefore the Torah tells us, the Gemara says, alright, you need a special chiddush in the pasuk. What's the chiddush in the pasuk telling you? What's the kamash milan of this special pasuk? It's to tell you that shogeg is like mezid. Because since the carbon is on the shem boel, there's no kula of shogeg. You're right, the parsha is talking about mezid, but don't tell me there's a kula by shogeg because it's on the shem boel, and the shem boel applies equally to shogeg and mezid. We saw in Shittas HaRambam. So that's why you need the special pasuk. But lemaisa, the pasuk is telling us about mezid. In other words, this parsha is telling us that there's a chiyuv b'mezid. That's the chiddush of the parsha. Why is that the chiddush of the parasha? Because normally you don't bring a carbon for mezid, and here it's telling you that you are bringing a carbon for mezid. So Rashi is just telling us in general what the thrust of the parasha is. And the thrust of the parasha is that mezid is like shogeg. Is that one brings a carbon for mezid here, just like one normally brings a carbon for shogeg. And the Gemara just is bothered by that. Yeah, but the whole parsha is talking about mezid, so what do you need an extra pasuk for? So for that, the Gemara tells us, okay, it's to tell you that shogeg is like mezid. In a chinami, this parish is telling you, we're talking about mezid, and it's telling you that shogeg, there's no kula by shogeg not to bring a carbon. A shogeg has to bring a carbon like mezid. But lemaisa, the pasuk is telling you about mezid, because lemaisa, that's the pashtus of the parsha. You could say Rashi is going more in pshuto shel mikra. But this parsha is talking about mezid, and it's saying that mezid is kishogeg. Did you bring carbon here in a mezid like you would on a shogeg? That's the chiddush of the parasha. And the Gemara says, yeah, but since the whole parasha is talking about mezid, you don't need you to tell me that mezid is like shogeg. You need a pasuk to tell you that shogeg is like that shogeg is like mezid. So Gemara says, "Nachinam, that's what it's telling you." So the Gemara goes more into detail about what the deeper meaning of the pasuk is. But Rashi is telling you the thrust of the parasha, the thrust of the pasuk, is that mezid is like shogeg. So that's what this parasha is about. Chiper lo akoin be'al ashem fnei Hashem al chatas v'asher chata. V'nislach lo mechatasu asher chata. The coins mechaper with the El Hashem in front of Hashem on the sin that he sinned. And the pasuk adds, "V'nislach lo mechatas asher chata." And then he's forgiven for the sin that he sinned. That shogeg is like mezid. Pasuk is emphasizing, it's pointing out, it's having a yitur here in the pasuk, something extra that it doesn't have to say. It doesn't have to say v'nislach lo asher chata. Already said achatas asher chata. What's v'nislach lo mechatas asher chata? There's something special, there's something extraordinary here in this parsha. And that is that in this parsha, mezid is like shogeg. And the Gemara says, what? These words are telling us mezid is like shogeg. The whole parsha is talking about mezid. It's not that mezid is like shogeg. It's shogeg is like mezid. But say it's also true. They're both true. The pasuk is telling you a chiddush that mezid is like shogeg, and the pasuk is telling you, because it's normally not the case that mezid is like shogeg, and it's also telling you a chiddush that in this case shogeg is like mezid, since the parsha is talking about shogeg. So it really depends how you look at it, but they're both true. It's telling you that mezid is like shogeg, and shogeg is like mezid. Rashi emphasizes points out that mezid is like shogeg. We have this extra pasuk to tell you that this parsha is telling you, these words are telling you, to point out that you should know that here mezid is like shogeg, because it's on the shame, it's on the shame boel, and therefore there's a carbon here for both equally. And the Gemara says, yeah, but that's what the parsha is telling you, so it's not correct to say mezid is like shogeg. It's also true. Shogeg is like mezid. But don't tell me that only by mezid there's a, as the parsha is talking about here, there's a carbon, but even shogeg. This is a subject that we really have to delve into even more deeply, but I really think we saw in a flow of Mitaras Hashem in this shiur, in these three shiurim, three segments of one shiur essentially. And chooses with this, we can also understand the Rambam. The Rambam says in the ninth parak of Rosh Chodesh Halacha Vav, after he writes that Hababias Harbe Bishivcha Achas Eino Chayev Ela Achas. Many bias in one shifcha is one carbon, but a number of shifchas is a number of carbonos. And then he says, if a person's boel and then he's mafrish, he's boel this woman and then he set aside the carbon, and then he's chazer boel, he's chayva kol achas v'achas, because hafrash is mechalek. So it's like he was already makar of the carbon and then he did the beila. B'chin biyada v'hifrish, v'chakach noda lo al biacheres, shegam ken mevi carbon acher. So if he found out that he had been over on a certain Bias Sur and he was Mafresh Karban, and then he found out that a different Bia he had also was a Bias Sur and he has to bring another Karban. The Rambam concludes that the din of Shogeg and Mezid by a Shifchar one doesn't matter, Shogeg, Mezid, it's all the same. So the Chorot's hard to understand, what does one have to do with the other? This whole din of that afrasha is mechalek, and you have to bring after you have the afrasha. You have to bring after he sets aside a carbon. He separates a carbon. Then he has another bia, or there's a dia on another bia. He has to bring another carbon. What does that have to do with the fact that shogeg and mezid are one? It's non sequitur, it doesn't follow. The Lecha Mishnah is bothered by this, the Kiryas Sefer is bothered by this Ayin Sham. So, based on what we explain, we can say the pshat is the Rambam's coming to explain the ikar din she'ein bias machalkos b'shivcha charufa, that there's no inyan of bias machalkos, that he's chayv on each bia independently. The Rambam's coming to explain that it's because it's not a din of one kapara on a number of bias. If that's the case, if there's one kapara, so even after the hafrasha, he was with shivcha A, he was with shivcha necharefes lish A, he's mafresh a carbon, it hasn't been brought yet, and now he's with shivcha necharefes B. So why can't he bring that first carbon for both? If it was any of kapara al kama bios, then he'd be fine. The point here is that there's no nafkamina between shogeg and mezid. because the carbon's coming on the Shem Boel. And therefore it makes it all into one Bia. He's with this woman once, he's with this woman twice, he's with this woman three times. It's all one Shem Bia, because it's on the Shem Boel. He has one Shem Boel. And the Rambam's telling you that despite that, when he does Hafrasha, where there's Yediya in between, that separates between the Bios. And then we go back to the din that a carbon of Shifra Charuf is not Mechaper al Kama Bios, like other Karbanos. So Mitzad Echad, he's bringing one carbon for many Bias, because he has the Shem Boel. On the other hand, the Afrash and the Diyar Mechalik. Because not just an Indian of one Kapara for many Bias. It's the Shem Boel. And the Rambam's telling us a Chiddush doesn't necessarily have to be this way. But the Rambam's telling us that this Shem Boel is split up by Afrasha. He has to bring a carbon for this Shem Boel. He has a Shem Boel. He does have Frasha. And that breaks it up. Now he has another Bia. He has to do another he has to bring another carbon. וזהו דטלי לרמב"ם במה שבשפחה חרופה שוגג מצד אחד הוא וכנ"ל מבואר מזה שדין קורבן השם בועל הוא ולא שנה בי שוגג מצד ומשום זה מביא קורבן אחד הרביות הרבה ומזה בא הדין שמכל מקום חל חילוק על ידי הפרשה וידיעה מביא כמה קורבנות. לדין קורבן is on his Shem Boel, where it's no difference between Shogeg and Mezid, and therefore he brings one Bia for one carbon for a lot of Bias. So in other words, it's not pshat that he's getting kapara with one carbon for many Maisa Bias, which normally you can't do. But it's a different din. It's that he has a Shem Boel. That's why he can bring one carbon for many Bias. But the second there's Hafrasha, that's what breaks it up. So Mitzad Echad, he brings one carbon because he has this Shem Boel. On the other hand, the Hafrasha is Mafrish. The Hafrasha separates between the chiyuv carbon. Obviously he's the same Shem Boel, but now there's a new chiyuv carbon for this Shem Boel because of that Afrasha. That Afrasha split it up, and that's why the Rambam says in the same halacha, Shogeg and Mezid together with that Shogeg and Mezid are one, together with this din of Afrasha and Yedias Mechalkos. Because Shogeg and Mezid are one are telling us the Yisod Adin. Shogeg and Mezid are one because it's the Yisur here is the Shem Boel. He is a Shem Boel for this woman. That's why he gets to bring one carbon on many Maisa Bias. I'm saying that nevertheless, Hafrash is mechalik between the chi of carbon for the Shem Boel. Because if it was just pshat, that one carbon could be mechaper for a lot of maisim, so he kept doing maisim, so maybe even after that frasha it's mechaper. Maybe yes, maybe no. But it doesn't really matter, because that's not the din here. The din Rambam is telling us is that it's because of his Shem Boel, and the hafrash is mechalek from the Shem Boel. And the chi of carbon for the Shem Boel, and therefore after hafrash he has to bring a new carbon each time. So this is also a Rambam that requires more looking into. So, Mirtz Hashem, we will hopefully lachzor v'nishan l'perek zeh, v'nizke l'ilmod u'lamid l'shma v'las l'kaim is called Divrei Salma Terasa b'ahava. Shalom, shalom. Thank you so much for listening, sweetest and most beloved friends. I really, really appreciate. And we should remember that after all the neflos we've seen, sof davar hakol nishma te'alokim yira v'et mitzvotav shmor ki zeh kol ha'adam. Shalom.